Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The government is always busy and keen to make the most of every remaining minute between now and October 6.
Are there any petitions?
As Minister of Justice, Simon Power still has legislation he wants passed before this Parliament ends early next month. And as acting leader of the House, he has control of the government's order paper, so can ensure that his bills get priority in the debating chamber. With Parliament on a routine adjournment next week and with just 2 sitting weeks left to go after that, the time available for government legislation will be further reduced by 7 valedictory speeches, possibly taking up to 2 hours in total, and a Members' Day scheduled for Wednesday week. One MP who's waived his right to make a valedictory speech is the ACT Party's Rodney Hyde, who instead took a bunch of flowers in the form of a first reading on Wednesday of his spending cap bill. At least that's how Labour's Phil Twyford saw it.
This is an ideological and ill-thought-through piece of legislation that even the Treasury opposes.
Mr Twyford said national support for the bill was merely lip service to its formal agreement of support with ACT.
They know this bill will not be passed in the term of this Parliament, and really it's the equivalent of a bunch of flowers that they're giving to Rodney Hyde in lieu of his valedictory speech.
After seeing his spending cap people's veto bill sent to the Finance and Expenditure Committee with the support of National but no other party, not even his ministerial colleague, United Future leader Peter Dunn, Mr Hyde joined the debate on the committee stage of the Crimes Amendment Bill No. 2, one of Simon Power's bills. It creates a new crime of omission for doing nothing to stop abuse of a child or vulnerable adult with a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail.
That's how serious Parliament is taking such a new crime.
But Mr Hyde wanted the punishment for the crime made subject to the 3 strikes regime, ending in life imprisonment for a 3rd conviction.
Sure, I accept it's a crime of omission, but we're saying in this House it's as bad as if you did it, because you could easily have stopped it or called the authorities and you did nothing. And we're saying that is a lesser crime, so we're failing in our duty.
But Mr Hyde found himself alone in this belief when the House rejected his party's amendment by 115 votes to X5. While strong on the punishment of this new crime, Mr Hyde's party supported the modification of the long-standing claim of right defence, which allows an accused to plead that they made an honest mistake. This is the defence successfully deployed by the 3 men who attacked the Waihopi satellite dome with a sickle. And the Greens' Keith Lock claimed that the Crown's defeat in that case was the reason for restricting the use of the defence to cases in which defendants believed that they had a direct interest in the damaged property.
We shouldn't really be rushing to change the Crimes Act provision for claim of right just on the basis of one case. When these issues are very much alive in debate, we should take our time.
Keith Lock was joined in opposition by Labour's Charles Chevelle, who questioned the inclusion of the change in a bill dealing with child abuse.
I can only assume that it's been wrapped up in a bill to toughen our anti-child abuse laws so that it would have the effect that it has had of the Labour opposition not voting against it, because it's a very bad proposal.
Despite those doubts, the modification to the claim of right defence stayed in the bill, which is now ready for its 3rd and final reading. Question times on Tuesday and Wednesday were dominated by opposition attempts to hold the government to account for the chaos surrounding the opening of the Rugby World Cup competition in Auckland. Although there were no questions about that on Thursday, the Speaker made good on a promise to allow a snap debate launched by the successful applicant, Labour's Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, National's sudden decision to take control of the waterfront is, in my belief, an admission that they have failed to ensure the security and safe passage of Kiwi fans and international visitors on the Rugby World Cup opening night.
In other words, the government have been unable to organise
what might be described as a piss-up in a brewery.
Trevor Mallard there leading off the 8th urgent debate allowed by Lockwood Smith in this parliamentary term, with a total of 34 requests that gives them a strike rate of around 20%. Also this week, the Commerce Select Committee began their inquiry into the price of milk, and the Finance and Expenditure Committee heard Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard explain why he was not raising the official cash rate. Parliament's adjourned for a week back on Tuesday, September 27th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.